Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Your Journey to Financial Freedom by Jamila Safrant. Sophie, this book is not what I expected at all. It's way more psychological than I thought it would be.
Oh, absolutely. Hi, everyone. So Jamila Safrant wrote this incredibly practical guide, but it's grounded in mindset and identity. She doesn't just tell you to save more or invest. She shows you how to see yourself as someone who deserves financial freedom.
Right. And she starts with a really clear framework for stages: survival, stability, growth, and then freedom. I love that she meets you where you are. If you're barely making ends meet, she's not telling you to max out your 401k.
Exactly.
Survival is that fragile state where one unexpected expense can wreck everything. And she validates how hard that is. Then stability is where you have a small emergency fund and your basics are covered. Growth is when you start actively building wealth. And freedom is when your passive income covers your lifestyle.
It removes the pressure of trying to do everything at once. I think that's why so many people give up on financial advice. They feel like they're failing if they're not doing all of it.
Totally. And she spends a lot of time on the psychology of money. She has this exercise called a money autobiography, where you trace your earliest memories of money. Like, did your parents fight about it? Were you told you were bad with money? That shapes everything.
That part got me. She says you can't out-earn a poor mindset. If you secretly believe you're bad with money, you'll sabotage yourself. So the first step isn't a budget, it's forgiving yourself and rewriting that story.
Yes. And then she moves into practical tactics, but always through that lens. The pay yourself first principle, for example. She frames it as an act of self-respect, not sacrifice. You're telling your future self that you matter.
I also love that she doesn't push extreme frugality. She's all about intentional spending. Cut ruthlessly on things that don't matter to you, but spend freely on what brings you joy. That's such a healthier approach than stop buying coffee.
Right.
And she's realistic about income too. Most financial advice is just about cutting expenses, but she says the fastest path for many people is to increase your earning potential. Invest in your skills, negotiate, start a side hustle, but not as a desperate fix, as a strategic tool.
She also introduces this concept of a freedom fund. Not just a 3-month emergency fund, but a bigger cushion, maybe a year or more of living expenses. And she argues that in the early stages, the peace of mind from that fund is more important than the return on your investments.
That's brilliant. It gives you the confidence to take risks, like leaving a bad job or starting a business. Once you have that security, you can invest aggressively without fear.
And she's so compassionate about debt. She doesn't shame you for having it. She just says, understand the why behind it and use the payoff process as a transformation. Each payment is reclaiming your power.
There's also a whole section on money and relationships, how to talk to your partner, how to set boundaries with family. She gives actual scripts for those hard conversations. It's so practical.
Honestly, the whole book feels like a roadmap. And the investment advice is refreshingly simple. Index funds, target date funds, stay the course. She doesn't make you feel like you need a finance degree.
And she warns against lifestyle inflation. When you get a raise, don't upgrade your car. Funnel that money into your freedom fund or investments. She says every dollar you spend on a depreciating asset is a dollar stolen from your future freedom.
That line hit me hard. The real luxury isn't the stuff. It's the freedom to choose how you spend your time.
Exactly.
And she ends by reminding us that financial freedom doesn't mean you have to stop working. It means you get to choose what you work on. It's about intention and purpose.
So the one thing I'm taking away is that the journey itself is the point. Every small step is building the person I want to become.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
We'll see you in the next one.
Take care, everyone.